Now to Information Desk. Thank you to listeners Mr. Slack and Mrs. Betty Wilson for the stamps. We will pass them on. Thank you for your note, Mrs. Tilly Fisher. We will give your message to Stephen Cox.
Mark Smith at Vision Norfolk has the following information. Our activities remain either virtual or outside in small groups, and following the latest governmental announcement on the 14th of June, we are assessing the situation and will update people as soon as anything changes. Our next Norwich Audiobook Club will be meeting on Monday the 12th of July at 1:30 p.m. over Zoom, and members can join either online or on the phone. The Vision Norfolk Creative Writing Group will be holding their July meeting on Tuesday the 20th of July at 2 p.m. And again, this will be over Zoom, and all are welcome. The Vision Norfolk F-Stop Eyes Photography Group will next be meeting for two outside photo shoots in July, with our first visit on the 2nd of July to the Plantation Gardens in Norwich. We will be meeting at the entrance to the gardens on Earlham Road at 11:30 a.m, followed by lunch in a local cafe. Our second outside photo shoot will then be on Friday the 16th of July in the city centre to photograph the T-Rex sculptures, and further details will be emailed to members. And please don't forget that we have a number of audiobooks or audio cassette or CD and a small, large print library which are all available for a free loan. And we're also keen to hear from people who may be interested in a possible visit to see an audio-described performance of Six, the musical, at the Theatre Royal in Norwich. Nominated for 5 Olivier Awards, including Best New Musical, the sellout international smash hit Six is the phenomenon everyone is losing their head over. From Tudor queens to pop princesses, the six wives of Henry VIII finally take to the mic to tell their tales, remixing 500 years of historical heartbreak into an 80-minute celebration of 21st century girl power. And these queens may have green sleeves, but their lipstick is rebellious red. And it's time they told their story. Think you know the rhyme? Think again. Divorced, beheaded, live. This performance is on Saturday the 25th of September at 4 p.m. Tickets cost £37.50 and expressions of interest need to be made as soon as possible, please. If anyone would like details on any of this information, phone Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
I think huge congratulations are in order for Mark Smith and 11 other people who took part in a gruelling walk. A team of 11 staff, volunteers and blind people completed the Broads Walk Challenge, raising £4,755. The fundraisers tackled 25-kilometre, 50-kilometre and 90 kilometres around the Broadland area. Among the participants was Vision Norfolk Great Yarmouth Hub Coordinator Ed Bates, who has been blind since birth. He successfully completed the 50-kilometre route with his guide, Matt Lawley, who has recently started volunteering with Vision Norfolk. Mark tackled the 25-kilometre challenge with his guide Stuart Kendrick, and a third participant was Matthew Shaw, who has lived at the charity's Hammond Court-supported housing scheme in Norfolk for 6 years. Well done, Mark, and everyone involved. What a fantastic effort and a wonderful amount of money raised. Put your feet up. You've earned a rest.
The Cuppa Care Bus is led by the Rotary Club of Norwich and supported by 7 local charities who help and support people of all ages with a range of services. The 7 local charities are Aged UK Norwich, Vision Norfolk, Here for Norfolk, Norfolk LGBT Plus Project, Norfolk and Waveney Mind, Norfolk CAB and Aged UK Norfolk. The Cuppa Care Bus aims to bring people together and tackle loneliness. Whether you just want to get out of the house, to meet new people, or chat about something that's worrying you, we have friendly people on hand who can help. So come on your own, or with a friend. You'll be more than welcome to join us for a cuppa and a chat. The dates and locations are Wednesday, the 30th of June at Strumpshaw Village Hall car park between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. and then at Holy Trinity Church car park in Rackheath from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On Monday, the 5th of July, the bus will be at Norwich Forum on Theatre Plain between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
We have a message from the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service about making your home safe. Have working smoke alarms. Fit a smoke detector on every floor of your home, ideally on ceilings in the hallway or landing. Don't put a smoke detector in the kitchen where it can be set off accidentally. Test the alarm once a week. Have a fire escape plan. Plan your escape routes and keep exits clear. The best route is the usual way in and out of your home. Get everyone to test your escape plan. Keep door and window keys handy. Tell members of your household where they are. Bedtime routine. Close inside doors at night to stop a fire from spreading. Turn off and unplug electrical appliances unless they're designed to be left on, like your freezer. Check your cooker is turned off. Don't leave the washing machine or tumble dryer on. Turn heaters off and put up fire guards. Put candles and cigarettes out properly. Make sure exits are kept clear. If a fire starts, get out, stay out, call 999. For further advice and to request a home safety visit from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, call 0800 917 8137. Or you can click Request a Home Fire Safety Visit from our website homepage, www.norfolk.gov.uk/fire. That's all from Information Desk for this week.